living shorelines.
That's what we're proposing. Oh, so that's it.
I never got it to come up.
Now, hang on. Let me share this for our Zoom folks. But
it doesn't look much different than the logs, and the fact that we can make it grass.
Yeah.
There's good grass growing out there now.
Yeah.
There is.
There's green grass.
There is. Now that people aren't taking
So what's the engineers recommending?
The engineers actually recommending this EnviroLock option.
Well,
is it faster to do?
I think it's less technical.
Right.
Right? The interlocking pavers is something, you know, average person might tackle with a little bit of confidence, right? And you just follow the system of putting it together. And we could consider this option even in doing it ourselves with a construction supervisor instead of having a company install it. But and that would be even cheaper than $22,000.
I'd love to hear what public comment is.
Okay.
You guys in accord? Let's hear what public comment says.
Yeah, so.
Since this is running late and we have one right now. Yeah, I know Earth was there. So I'm just saying, though,
yeah.
Keep it.
I was just going to let them do it in public comment, unless you guys want to. Well, let's bring them in.
Let's
get some public comment. Anybody wants public comment on logs versus this EnviroLock?
Yeah.
Anyone here, I guess?
I like them.
Terry likes EnviroLogs.
That way we can do the grass.
Call sufficient.
I had to raise my hand.
It's the roads.
Is that Thelma?
Yeah, but we'll do in here first and then Zoom.
Hang on 1 second, Thelma.
Got it. Lead on, Brian.
What's it doing to the other shoreline properties?
Let's just talking about foot log right now.
That's a really good question, right?
So this might be an application that we might use for down at Avalon or any other erosion issues that we have.
If it's functional. What you're doing there at foot log, what's it going to do to the other shoreline properties?
So Pauline, to your question, it's actually really friendly. The other shorelines. The most common strategy folks employ when their land is eroding and they're along the river is they put rock down, right? Riprap. But that's really unfriendly because when the wave hits that, it bounces off and erodes the next beach. Mm-hmm. These EnviroLogs, or really any proposal we're talking about tonight with the vegetation holding the soil in place, when the wave action hits it, it dissipates and there is no reflection onto the nearest beach. So it's friendly.
What did you already put down there?
We haven't put anything down yet. But
in the last year or so, you put something?
No, we've been talking about doing a log system, using logs and then using fill to fill in behind it and planting grasses. But this has just come up and could be cheaper and probably more effective. And the folks that we had to design it, this coastal engineering group, they originally recommended the logs, but now they're suggesting this product. And so we're considering it. So it's cheaper and maybe more effective.
And wouldn't you rather use that instead of putting concrete down there?
The concrete would be little posts in the ground for tie backs to hold the logs in place. I don't think we would need those in this situation.
Nope.
Does anybody else have any more comments they'd like to make on either logs versus EnviroLock? No comments. Good.
All right. How about Heather? Do you have any comment? I'm asking you to unmute. Okay. How about Jennifer Coulter? Do you have any comment?
Just that the EnviroLock sounds so much more environment friendly, and said I like that one, and thank you for finding it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keith, do you have any comment?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. How about Mr. Mahan? Do you have any comment?
I didn't think the sandbags were a good idea until I saw the pictures.
They look very natural when they have the grass and stuff. The disappointment I have in the discussion is that the town always reverts back to what's the cheapest. Can't we do it ourselves? I think the project should be done correctly and maybe even expanded with those since they are inexpensive. And done correctly for the long term and take the value, the fact that they're more inexpensive and put more money into the project and do it well and have a project engineer that knows what he's doing rather than.
Hey, Richard, we're having a tough time hearing you. I think your microphone fell off there. You left off. We couldn't hear you where you said, do the job well.
Well, what I'm saying.
We lost you again.
It must be an unstable connection because I'm getting a sort of a blue thing on the mic.
Just
like the Envirolock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I think the project should be done well and bigger, and so that it's done and it's done for good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, Thelma, I'm asking you to unmute.
Hello?
We can hear you, Thelma.
Okay, my borzoi was in my face. I like everything that Richard just said. I am frustrated about the, kind of like what he was saying about the cheaper, it's a whole lot less money. So do the shoreline that's eroding, not just in front of the sewer main. And I thought back before the winter that the board agreed on doing something for the whole line here that's eroding on Footlaw Park, not just the sewer main. The sewer main had to be secured, but everything else down from it was washing away also. I love this idea a whole lot better than the retaining wall. And the other concern is 4 weeks ago, well, back, you know, the board agreed, okay, we're going to do something. And then it was going to be done by April. And then 4 weeks ago, I was told, you're starting in 2 weeks. And granted, this is a better idea, but I don't know if it's just going to get put on the back burner because of other projects, or I'm just not sure what's going on there, because I don't see how it got from the board approved. Let me just finish 1 second. The board approved it. The environmental people approved it. So everybody's on board. You found out how much it's going to cost. Okay, we're doing it in 2 weeks. To we have some other ideas. I don't understand that.
So Thelma, you prefer the Envirolock as opposed to the prior design?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Good.
All right, Ursula. I'm asking you to unmute Ursula.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, good. I'm sure the other county can hear me, but besides that, what is the long-term effectiveness of this sandbag? Does it hold up well long-term throughout storms and whatever happens and water coming downhill is what is coming up from the river? Do we
Yeah, it has a very similar lifespan as a bulkhead, so 20 years.
Okay.
Yep.
And these are bags of sand. Help me, I'm a little bit, dense here. I need to know these are bags of sand that are you eventually plant in these sands. You put plantings in them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in each bag, it's 70% sand, 30% soil.
Okay, and
yeah, and then you plant.
Does that dissipate in time, or and the plants take over?
That's a good question. Plant. I don't. Replenishment of soil may be a maintenance strategy. You know, to make sure that the plants.
Yeah, can. I mean, if the plants are in the bags of sand, dirt, and eventually the tide moves that away, what happens? Just a question. I always think of what ifs.
Ursula, if you look at that picture on the screen, I think that is portrayed as an embankment of the Envirolock.
Right.
So it you know, if you plant it, you know, it will, you know, depending on what you plant, it can cover over with the vegetation.
Okay.
Yep, and then the roots would hold the soil.
Okay, which takes time, but anyway. Does this eliminate the idea of the island or whatever we were going to have further out in the water, in the river?
I would say no. I would say no. It doesn't eliminate the island. It's a good solution.
Okay. But you're not saying one way or the other what
we're doing. Or something like the island later, right? I don't want to claim. Like, I don't want to claim.
That sounds political. Okay.
All right, Urs. All right. So you're in favor of the Envirolock then? You're not opposed to it?
No, I'm not opposed to it. I just, I think it's a wonderful idea. I just wonder long-term, how does it work long-term? And I'm not talking 2 years, 3 years. I'm talking 5, 10 years down the road. After several many storms that may come through, and God only knows what we may get. So by the time the vegetation takes over, hopefully it's all holding well and doing its job. That's the only question I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And just to clarify, I mean, there's no question waves are going to come up and over this thing, right?
Correct.
And there may be some shifting in soil and plants over time, and our maintenance staff is going to have to maintain it.
Right. There you go. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Thank you.
I guess the last one here is just phone number 443-309-1553. You have any comment?
Hi, Brian. It's Robin Rowe.
Hey, Robin.
Hi. Either one would work, in my opinion. Just whichever one is more long-term, not necessarily the cheapest. That's the only thing I have to say about it.
Thank you, Ms. Rowe.
Okay. You're welcome.
So, any further discussion?
The majority of the ones that voted are for the Envirolock.
So what was the cost for installation and... That would be insulation and materials.
Correct.
For
installation materials, it was $22,000.
All right, do we have a motion?
I motion to approve hiring the ones that put Envirolock in for the sewer line.
Well, it's for that whole shoreline.
Sorry.
And it's not just for stabilizing just in front of the sewer, the sewer outlet, it's for that whole.
We can talk about expanding the reach.
$22,000 is
the reach of this plan.
Right.
It's for this size.
How many linear feet is that?
That's 100 linear feet.
That's about.
If you see the manhole, it comes to it. The sewer line comes straight down Baltimore Street and then it parallels the river. The manhole, that T intersection, is almost in the middle. Of the project.
So large.
It's pretty large. We've been out there. We've walked the site. If you keep going towards the creek,
mm-hmm.
What happens is the steepest part is kind of right around this T intersection of the sewer line. And the erosion gets less steep as you get closer to the creek, right?
Right.
So we didn't want to go all the way to the creek.
No.
For obvious reasons, we're not looking to have a big project for little gain.
Cool. So did we vote?
Yeah.
We have a motion.
Yeah.
We have a second. All in favor of the Envirolock system, say aye.
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 Start.
We'll have to ask the engineer.
Because it needs to get gone before hurricane season comes, even though we don't have it coming up here.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Brian.
We'll move it forward as quickly as possible.
Okay, what else do you have there?
Last thing, under old business updates, what's that?
So you already went over the slow vehicle thing.
Well, no, next up is the park survey cost estimates.
So that's not on my list.
Not on your...
Oh, you have an old one.
I must have an old one.
You had a new packet, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, but this was an old dog. I gave it to Rosie. Rosie's up later. That's all right. That's fine. Go ahead.
So as part of the project, particularly for the shoreline projects that we're talking about, we talked about getting estimates to doing surveys for the various park areas that the town has. So go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, it was just Footlog Park, Sandy Beach, and the Long Point Stone Wharf area. It's just boundary surveys proposed, $3,000 each for Sandy Beach and Long Point. And what's special about the Footlog boundary survey, it's also a topographic plan. If you remember, phase two of the sewer line stabilization at Footlog is to deal with the runoff coming off of Baltimore Street. And that's what we wanted to get detailed topographic survey for, to come up with basically a swale that will direct that runoff away from the manhole.
And so that the survey and topographic
and that's
evaluation for that is
$6,200.
What's so, the other two things that are on here?
They're just boundary surveys for Sandy Beach and Long Point. $3,100. Yep, each.
What do you mean by boundaries?
To delineate the boundaries, to find out where the property line is that from the town to the adjacent properties. So, first, I guess the first question is, we don't have to do all three. We can just pick. I mean, we need to do, I think, Footlog so we can get this done.
Yeah.
Whether or not we do the other ones, we've talked about doing the wharf because we talked about possibly expanding, maybe finding out where the delineation is, particularly between the Hilton's old property. But I'm not saying we need to do that necessarily right now, but.
Yeah, the idea, I think, was to possibly expand parking down there.
Right.
So we wanted to know where our boundary line is.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have enough parking down there?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
I think at the present time, because of the projects that we're working on and making sure that we get the right swale and everything, I motion to do the right-of-way exhibit plan and topographic plan for Footlogs for $6,200.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Pano, second by Commissioner Wood, all in favor of hiring Tulsa Company to perform that survey, say aye.
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 Aye. Curtis?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anything else on that, Brian?
You want to hold off on the other surveys then, presumably?
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Okay. On new business, I asked Brian to put this on because we all just came back from the MML conferences and just wanted to get consensus on this when because we have various expenses. We have gas mileage, and we have, of course, stipend for a daily stipend for meals or whatnot. And I just wanted us to have a policy as to what we're going to be doing in that regard. So, Brian, what's the mileage?
Mileage now, it's 58.5 cents per mile.
Per mile.
Yep.
And then what's generally the customary stipend amount according to customers?
The IRS, it's a range from $59 to $79 per day.
So what we talked about was reimbursing the commissioners for the mileage to and from the MML conference, and also providing them with a stipend of $59 a day, whatever's customary with the IRS, whatever the board agrees. The board can either agree to. I don't know that we've done it in the past myself. Have we done mileage in the past or
mileage? No, we gave that. We handed in our receipts and that was it.
Okay,
that was it. That's all we ever did.
We have done. Okay.
That's all we did. We handed in our receipts for our gas, and if you had dinner, but I cooked almost every day, and we went out and had dinner one night. That was it.
So I just wanted to make something standard so that going forward, I'm not opposed to doing it, but I think that everybody else here needs to know.
Yeah.
You know, what?
Because I'll tell you right now, I am going to be quite upset at 58.5 cents.
Wow.
Because my truck used a whole lot more than that gas at $5 a gallon.
Me too.
Yeah, and I think everybody else here also.
I drove my little car, so I left the truck in the parking lot.
I turned my receipts in.
I did too.
Gas.
I did too.
And it's like, I did. Yeah.
So it's up. You know, what does the board want to do on this? And this way, we establish it. Now it's set for, you know, we don't have to have the discussion on it in the future. We just do it as part of the policy.
I don't know why you say we didn't, because we always turned our receipts.
Always. Yep. I've only went, this is only my third time I ever went. I started in 2018, went 19, then go in 2021. I turned in my receipts, because whatever the standard mileage was.
And maybe that's the case, but was that written down anywhere?
Well, let me tell you something. In our charter, it says you will receive expenses.
It's so there's something reimbursed.
It's a reimbursement.
Yeah.
Because it's underneath our own charter, it's about whether or not we get paid. Of course, we do not get paid. Nope. We know that. And then the 25303.
I can't speak for everybody else. I eat Burger King.
25303.
I didn't go out to dinner anywhere.
Underneath salary of commissioners, no commissioner may receive an annual salary. However, expenses incurred by commissioners in performing town business may be reimbursed upon the approval of the majority of the commissioners. That's what we're doing right now.
Right.
I'm just saying that that's what we've always, and when you asked me if it was written down,
got it.
Yes, written down in our own chart. And that's what we've always done. And it's always been approved. And that's why I made sure I got my receipts.
Okay. So then you said originally I was thinking we would do a mileage thing in accordance with the customary mileage, just which is standard accounting practices. But you know, we can reimburse the expenses as well. But so whatever anybody wants to make a motion with or any further discussion on it, I don't want to have a long discussion about this. I just want to get it approved.
Right. I don't have a problem either way you want to do it, except for the fact that I don't really feel that 58 cents right now is a good norm for the price of gas that we're paying right now. Not when you drive a huge honking truck and it's the only thing, and you drive your one down and it decides to blow up and you have to drive back. I'm just saying things happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody has a kind gas car. Right. And I'm glad that some people do, but not everybody does.
Right.
So I would say this year, it could go either way, whether you turned in your receipts, which is a fair practice to do.
I haven't done it.
And it keeps you above board. I brought in my receipts on what I purchased.
I did too.
And I know that Jeff did. And I think Curtis did.
Mm-hmm.
And so our receipts are in here. So what we spent.
What is it? 58?
So.
Yeah, 58.5.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, for the folks that didn't think of keeping your receipt, then paying you what you would say you spent or the 58.5. I don't mind either way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I normally, in the past, I didn't turn anything in. So
I just mentioned the fact that gas is $5 a gallon.
Exactly. I mean, so, you know, at $5 a gallon, I feel bad for the people that even just work here that have to drive.
I don't know if we can go above what the federal guidelines. I mean, I'm a federal employee now, and I mean, that's all we can do is that and whatever the cycles are based on what the federal government is.
We're going to do then do the guidelines and pay everybody the same exact thing. Mm. Pay whatever the stipend is per day and whatever the gas mileage is. Give everybody the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the idea. Was
the, for the days.
What was the crude stipend, 59 to 79?
Yeah, I mean, it's a range.
So it's anywhere between
59 to 79.
Yeah, yeah, I never even come close to either one of those.
I don't want to do. But it's got to be fair, though. So we've got to vote on it.
Well, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. That's right. If you do, that's fine too.
All right. Okay. Somebody make a motion.
I make a motion and we pay everybody across the board at the, what was it, Brian?
Oh, 58.5 cents per mileage.
58.5 cents per mileage.
And we could take the average, $69 per diem?
Average of $69 per day for food.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you.
Second, all in favor say aye.
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 Did y'all
aye.
Say that?
Okay. All right.
I probably would say this one thing though, on that sure. Before. That's just to let everybody clarify, everybody. I feel like it's been to Ocean City since the pandemic, but the prices, the food down there has gone through the roof.
Yes.
You can't eat. But you can't eat for here. Well, you can't eat down there. What'd you get up here though? Yeah. Trust me on that. It's a big difference in the prices everywhere you go down there.
It's
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Ocean City.
Exactly.
But exactly. You do have to get with Brian to let him know.
Yes.
Like Kathy said, yes. How many days you were there. So yes. Brian.
Well, you know what was there.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Okay.
We covered the low-speed vehicle. We don't have to
yes.
go into that.
Yes.
Next, we met with another potential park ranger. I believe Michael Mann.
Yep.
And I think everybody on the hiring committee, myself, Commissioner Wood, and Mr. Leitner and Ken Confalone went in. And I think we're making a recommendation to the town to include him as an additional part-time park ranger. Can you give us a little? Little background on Mr. Mann.
Yeah, Mike Mann, he's got 8 years of pest control service. And, you know, it's you look at that and you're like, what's that have to do with park management? You know, he's been doing that for so long and he's worked his way up in that company and he's been doing customer service that we felt as the interview panel, like, boy, he seems like he'll be able to talk with our residents pretty easily and educate folks about our rules and regulations. He just seemed like a good fit.
He did. And so,
yeah, and also to let everybody know too, he was very interested in learning about law enforcement and seeking a career in law enforcement.
Who is he?
And his name is Mike Mann. And he is
Mike Mann. He's from Elkton.
And he's from Elkton. And he's going to start, I believe, hopefully.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
How old is he?
We aren't allowed to ask that in the interview, but he's not a young child. So
I'd say he's a mid-career professional.
He's in his
25 miles.
Yeah. A day. Well, he's
have a heart attack.
he's not that old, Rosie, and he's not as young as the first one. So he's in a happy middle. But I'm not so sure that he's gonna be able to do the 25. So I'm glad we're getting the thing. But I would like to make a motion to that we hire Mike Mann.
To offer him
a position.
I will second that so that you can have somebody working.
You don't have to work 24-hour shifts.
Yeah, I can't thank you guys.
We have a motion and a second to offer Mr. Michael Mann a position as a part-time park ranger. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
And it will be trial by fire because This weekend is July 4th weekend.
Okay, next on. Okay, next on the agenda is we have an opening on the Historic District Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Leitner.
Yes, we have Patsy Clements, who has shown interest in the position.
Yes.
Would like this board to consider.
We can't hear what you're saying.
So, there's an opening on the Historical District Commission. Yes.
We didn't get the name.
So
Patsy Clements. Clements.
Patsy.
Patricia Clements.
Used to be a commissioner.
Right. So
for the historic.
So
yeah.
For the Historic District Commission.
Who's gone off? Who goes off?
Holly Miller.
She moved downtown.
She left town.
All right. So do we have a motion?
Oh my God.
Is she the only one that applied?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I make the motion.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to passing.
I make the motion. Saying that. Should be it.
So Commissioner Wood has made a motion. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Commissioner Cabano is second. All in favor of appointing Ms. Patricia Clements to a term at the Historic District Commission, say aye.
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 Can I ask the favor for future
Curtis?
Appointments?
I said aye.
Very good.
For future,
thank you.
I know I said it for this last one, for the zoning.
Yeah.
Can you send out an email to us saying that, hey, so-and-so is going off the board and we're going to be asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Next item on the agenda is the Sustainable Community Action Plan. Mr. Leitner, tell us why this is important. And
so this plan creates a roadmap for its. This plan is a roadmap for us. It sets a revitalization designation for the town, which opens up funding sources from the state for different things like facade improvement, strategic demolition. Those are kind of the programs we're targeting. This is the renewal of a plan that was approved 5 years ago. So every 5 years, you have to go through this renewal process. We've done that. We had a steering committee. We've gotten some public comment. Public comment's been incorporated into the plan. There's a number of different themes in the plan. It's falls under environment, economy, transportation, housing, quality of life, and staff capacity. So we feel like it's a pretty good plan. The state has reviewed it preliminarily. And they think it's a good plan. We'd like to submit it to them. Well, we'd like to have the board consider adopting it this evening and then send it to them for ratification.
Yeah, has everybody had a chance to review it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions or comments or anything they wanted to add to it? Or other than that, the motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion to approve Sustainable Community Action Plan Renewable for the town of Charlestown, Cecil County.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Commissioner Wood and a second by Commissioner Capano. All in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Curtis?
Yeah, I said aye.
Thank you. Okay, Brian, go ahead with
donations. Yeah, this is a little bit early, I'd say, for donation discussion, but Salute to Veterans came across our desk, right? That group, as well as the Senior Center, Colonial Charlestown, and the Fire Department is usually on our agenda this time of year to discuss potential donations. Obviously, that's in concert with our budget. The amounts I know have been discussed, I guess, on an annual basis. I don't know if there's much more introduction needed than that.
So let's, I guess, take them one by one.
So we do veterans, we're doing 1,000 again.
I was going to say, I thought we did 1,000 before.
We do.
So
platinum level is over 500. So
we normally do 1,000.
Make a motion.
I make a motion.
This is a motion for to salute the veterans for the fireworks for Northeast that we usually support every year.
I make a motion to the salute to Cecil County veterans is for $1,000.
Second.
I'll second.
Second by Curtis. Motion by Commissioner Wood, second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next.
All right, the senior center.
Yeah,
for last year.
No,
it was in the budget. It's in the
budget. It was in the budget.
It's in the budget.
Yeah. We need a motion to.
What do we have in the budget?
1,500.
They're
2,500. Is it 2,500 or 1,500?
I don't have the number off the top of my head. Anybody have their budget?
Yeah, I got it right here. This is the old one. This is an old one.
Lou, do you have it?
Yeah, I got it. I just
gotta
find it.
It was last meeting, May 28th.
Yeah, this is an old one. That was in my book. Sorry, trying to read. There's no copy on your computer.
There may be. I can look it up too. But
I thought 2,500.
That's what I thought too.
I think we upped it.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, wait a minute. Special events, seniors.
Well, it went from 1,000.
That's an old one. 2022 to 2023.
No, this old is copy.
It's the original copy.
Yeah, but I'm saying we went from. Didn't we give you guys 25?
Yeah.
25
is
20,
what?
25.
Yes. I make a motion that we give the senior center $2,500.
I'll second it.
Okay. Good.
Motion by Commissioner Wood, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Leiter.
Next up is Colonial Charlestown. Last year was $5,000. And I believe that stayed the same in this budget.
Do you need a motion again? I make a motion to give Colonial Charlestown $5,000.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Wood, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then last but not least is the fire department.
How much should we do that? This one?
20,000.
Yep.
Okay.
That was the standard.
I know what we did, but we need to think about doing what was talked about many years ago because of the fact that our town is growing, that we need to have a formula for that so that it is based on a certain amount per resident, mm-hmm. and that way it goes up and not just a standard fee.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So, but you still want me to do the budget one for now, right? Okay. I make a motion to give the fire department $20,000.
I'll second it.
Okay.
A motion by Commissioner Wood, second by Commissioner Field. All in favor say aye.
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 Just with the condition.
Is it, right, no, wait, that or did we do it? Because I thought we mentioned back when we were talking about the $100,000. Yeah. Didn't we do 30 at that time?
I don't. Do you remember that?
We did.
Kathy, I don't.
It was supposed to be 30 this time because we only did.
That's right. We did.
Yeah, that's so a different. That's different.
It was 20, which is what we're voting on now, plus 30 from the CARE funds. Mm-hmm. And then this year, we just earlier voted for 70.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, then this is our 20.
Yeah. This comes out of the regular budget. Right.
This is the regular budget one.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I don't want to. I know we talked about many numbers.
Yes,
we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this particular, and we should make a note about this in the motion that the condition be, and maybe not just for the fire department, for everyone we donate to, that they go up, or maybe it's just for the fire department, but they go up for resident per resident. There's a formula.
In the past,
you can't hear him, and you put your hand in front of your mouth.
Let's
in the past. We had talked when I was on the board before, because our town is growing, and for the services that the fire department and EMS does,
is that we were going to come up with a certain formula for each resident and times that by the number of residents, and that's the number what we need to come to.
Right.
Why don't we at the next, let's take a look at that, and at the next meeting, you can put it back on the agenda and run those numbers and see if we can't figure out what that calculus would be.
As the town is going, we need to be able to increase that amount.
All right. Brian,
I'm up again.
New updates, new items. So in regards to subsequent increases, we're going to go ahead and between now and the next meeting, it's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting, and we're going to take a look to see if we can come up with a formula as to how it would increase, but we're not going to sit here and figure it out like right now. So it'll be on the agenda for the next meeting.
You mean it'll be 20 or more?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's in the budget, correct.
As we get more residents, there should be more money going to the fire department.
Well, they seem to be flowing here.
All right. So next on the agenda is the idea of us considering hiring a part-time accountant in lieu of contracting that task out. And so before you is just a job description for you all to consider. It's been modeled after the agreement that we've had in the past with a private contracting firm.
And explain why we are considering this right now.
So one thing is we feel like it'd be more cost effective because it would be cheaper. And I don't think that's a dirty word to say, but more cost effective in that we would have staff here in our office who would really help us master our billing software. Or maybe move to a new billing software. When you contract that sort of task out, they're not vested to help us figure out that kind of important task. And we know how important it is to be on top of, you know, what we're spending each month and being able to provide a report to, you know, commissioners and residents.
Because we
feel like we'd be more accountable if we had a staff position.
Right. And right now we're spending about 35.
It's 43,000 a year on an accountant. And with this hiring a part-time accountant with a generous salary, it's 11,500.
Mm-hmm. And right now the accountant is essentially just being a glorified bookkeeper for the most part.
Well, but we want someone with a bachelor's degree in accounting.
Correct.
So, I mean, someone who can come in here and train us on how to use our systems, you know.
And that's originally systems. When the accountant came, it was to train to make sure that our stuff was being put into the computer correctly.
Yeah.
Most towns in the area in the state of Maryland were doing the same thing. Now it's going back the other way. The pendulum is swinging the other way. And I do believe that we need to have it more in-house because let's be honest, our accountant that we have right now is not doing that, is not coming here, is not making sure that our money is being put into the right account. Are we misspending? No. But are we putting it where it needs to be on paper? We need to have that person here.
Okay. So you want a motion
to advertise? Yeah, please.
Motion to advertise to have a part-time accountant.
I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Capano and a second by Commissioner Wood.
How many days a week?
There's discussion. It's 8 hours a week.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Curtis is an aye. Okay. Go ahead, Brian. Next on town hall renovation.
So we did put out a couple RFPs last month. Town hall renovation design is one of them. We received three price quotes, and it was a little bit challenging for me to try to set it up so we're comparing apples to apples, because not only were the bid prices kind of all over the place, they were providing different services, so they themselves were not necessarily aligned in what they thought we needed when they interpreted our request for proposal. But I was able to distill it down into just the design, you know, what it would cost for an architect to design an addition and renovation and to prepare a site plan for permit review. Just that, those two components, those two phases. And yeah, I mean, there was three companies. Home Partnership came in as the low bidder. I think that number was 81,000.
That's Frank Hodges, correct?
Yep. Frank's group. Next was Jay Cooperson and Associates. They came in at 89,000. And then Frederick Ward Associates, they came in at 200,000.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Just down to the two companies that are in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So keep in mind, so we budgeted for 50 for town.
Last year we budgeted for 15,000, and then this year we budgeted for 50.
All right,
65. And we, you know, I think we can amend our budget to, but I would love to see this get started.
I agree to getting the same as with the
storm
thing. Storm project. We need to have plans together so that we can apply that for future grants. If we don't have a plan, we can't go any further.
What did Frank come in at?
81.
81, right?
Yep.
Right.
Now, if the board would like to whittle it down to those two, I think we can go back to each of them and say, hey, let's try to level the playing field in a second round. And what can you offer us?
I think we need to.
I think so, too. But that's just my opinion.
Well,
what were you thinking, Lou?
I don't know. I was just going to make a motion that I use Frank Robert just to get it going.
Well, keep in mind, like Frank Hodgett, in his proposal, not only did he do the design phase, but he also did the construction phase and the project management phase. And then, of course, I think they all did that to a certain degree. So
we've still reserved the right to negotiate the terms of the contract. We could say, hey, Mr. Hodgett, we'd like your proposal. And this is what we would like you to give us and see what they say. If we need to clarify something.
And say, this is how much money we have. And do you want to work with this?
We could try that too.
Yeah.
So to pull up this picture just for fun, everybody. Frederick Ward Associates.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally they were going to put together some design work. The only folks that did were Frederick Ward Associates, but they were the $200,000 number. And, you know, I don't think that the design quite hits the mark, but it's still
not at all.
It's still interesting just to show what somebody created. So what do you all want to do?
I personally think we're down to these two and to be on a level playing because they are so close and they kind of had different ideas. Is put it out one more time to say to these two, this is what we want.
What is this, Brian?
What happened to the plans that were shown to all of us? And they seem to be outstanding. And now we're gonna pay all these monies for somebody to design them again.
Well, we still need, that's their conceptual plans, but you still need, there's a lot of legwork that goes into that, engineering and design and everything else. I mean, you just couldn't take those plans that was commanded and just build something. You need to create and design the plans. So and they were, I think, utilized to a certain degree for conceptual purposes.
I think if you asked Mr. Mahan, he would say the purpose of those was just as a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. And they've been great.
They did.
they've been great. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we still, I think we still kind of look at them when we talk about the town hall that will happen.
So you've decided to keep the town hall here?
Yes.
Well, it'll be here, but it's going to obviously it's be expanded. Be
there.
Right.
What are you going to do about parking?
We'll have, well, there's, we still don't know yet. This is still part of the design process, but I could see the playground getting shifted down to the lower field. And then, so the playground is right now will include the new, perhaps a new town hall plus additional parking, plus we have the parking here. So we'll have, we'll create that on the big design plan.
We can have parking over here on Layton, where it says no parking except post office and church. Mm-hmm. And we're getting tenants parking there.
Exactly.
So anyway, we just need to have plans and designs, and there'll be public comment in the process of creating these designs. So.
But well, then I guess our motion, I'll change it, reword it.
We'll put it out to these two only to come back with kind of pull it in a little bit tighter. Right, okay, good with that, everybody good with that? Yes, and what, sorry, was motion by Lou, wait a minute, what, say it, go ahead, Curtis.
How about we listen from Mahan and see his opinion on that? Because the prints look pretty darn good to me. I don't understand why we'd have to go through an engineer. I mean, when people come to get permits, do they take it through an engineer? No, they just run it through you guys. And you either agree on it or you don't. I'm just saying, if we could save money in that point when we already got it drawn up. But it was just a question.
Yes. So we need to go back to get final numbers for, you know, for the design work and the layout and the plans for the big picture on it. So let's, if you don't mind, Curtis, I mean, we need to go back to these two folks. I mean, and we'll not go to Frederick and Gordon Associates, but go ahead.
Yeah. Motion was made by Lou. I'm sorry. Was there a second?
No second. Yeah. Between Frederick Ward and
Jay Cooperson.
Yeah, and Frank Hodges.
Got it.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Great. Okay, Brian, trash contract.
Okay, so this is another RFP we put out. The existing contract with GFL wraps up June 30th, so in 2 days. So we put out the proposal. The cost definitely did go up. There's no trying to...
Because of the gas.
Well, I mean, I think it was the 200 new homes. I can tell you the number one complaint we receive here in the office is, you know, the trash company took my trash can and smashed it into their truck, and now I don't have a trash can. Mm-hmm. So we put it in the RFP now that the company has to provide the cans.
It won't replace.
And so that's an increase in price as well, right? The company will have to provide the plants, or the cans rather, sorry. So with that being said, I'm sorry, I'm getting my space here in line. The two bids we received, and these two companies are very anxious in hearing what this board may decide this evening, but the monthly cost for GFL, $18,046, and then the monthly cost from Trash Tech was $19,159. So they're very similar in price. One of the bidders, GFL, is who we have our current contract with. We tried to, just so you guys know, we did try to improve upon the old contract from 3 years ago. It wasn't just the containers and being more accurate with the number of houses we have in town, but making sure we got the right timelines for when the dumpsters get unloaded at our parks and the maintenance shop. We have the right size dumpsters. So we thought about this and improved it. And I know it's little tough to see the increase in price.
Yeah. What did GFL say about trash cans?
This time around, they would provide them.
They will provide
them? They would provide them. Part of the reason our cost was less under the previous contract was private property owners had to provide their own cans.
And does Trash Tech provide them?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The terms of this contract was provide the cans.
Okay.
Yep.
What does it say in the contract you're going to provide the trash
cans? Our contract? Our contract should be in there.
It is.
Hang on.
They're going to supply these trash cans?
I'm sorry, Curtis. What?
Is he saying that, Brian's saying that they're going to supply everybody's trash cans or the town trash cans?
No, they have to provide everyone's trash cans.
That just doesn't sound right. That's a lot of trash cans.
Well, they should. Mm-hmm. The contracts provide at no charge two dumpsters, a collection trash for said dumpsters. But I don't see...
Cycling cans?
I'm cold.
It's not in here.
Uh-uh. I don't see it.
I'm looking for it. Gee, I thought it was. Yeah, it's F. It's item F on the top of page two.
It says.
Oh, no, sorry.
Under C.
Sorry.
He shall be responsible for the collection of household trash and provide their own company containers for doing so. It's under scope of work.
Sorry, I thought that was in here.
Scope of work.
Scope of work.
Yeah.
Shall be responsible for the collection of household trash and recyclables and provide their own company containers to do so.
For doing so.
That reads.
But I thought the email that I saw was would not provide from either company.
You saw an email?
I thought the email, I could be, I've seen a lot of emails in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
They're all going together.
This is one of the sticking points in my mind.
Exactly.
It has to be in here somewhere. If I missed it, I mean.
See, the contractor shall be responsible for collection of household trash and recycles and provide their own company.
Okay, it does say.
Where's that?
It's under C. Scope of work. Under the town.
Got it. So it's in there.
Now this is our RFP.
This is. Our RFP. What? I'm saying.
Yeah. So you see that under C.
Yeah.
On page one. And obviously, you know, we would reiterate that with the contractor, like. You saw this, right?
Okay, so it is.
I mean, I spelled it out in emails to them ahead of time. So.
Any of their stuff to us.
Same thing about knocking their trash, their mailbox down during the winter storm.
It's going to be signed.
Mine's still leaning to this day.
Is it?
All right.
I know we have had problems with GFL.
Yes.
We've had.
Yeah. And part of it could have been, you know, some of our undoing when we calculate, and we were growing too. So it wasn't necessarily anyone's fault, but you know, the amount of homes we were adding in Cool Springs and say, we're starting with this list and then we're going to give you an updated list. I think there was some confusion because we would get complaints. People aren't, you know, a cul-de-sac in Cool Springs, they missed somebody's house, right? And the guy felt like he was being singled out. Like, I pay my taxes with my trash pickup, you know? It's like, no rhyme or reason. So I'm hoping that we're at a better place in terms of growth. We're not going to have a whole lot of homes added in the next year, maybe 25, and maybe some infill homes. So there should be less worry about adding homes and not picking up.
I think they've become very complacent with us. Where they are a little lax on their routes, and then you get the people calling in. I know they call in here and complain to you guys because they call and complain to us. I was like, where are they out there today? Or, you know, are they not? Yes, they'll be there. Don't worry about it. Or, you know, yeah, I promise you your trash is going to be picked up. And then lo and behold, no, it wasn't picked up. And then they come back out because you make a call and they do come back out or they pick it up the next day. But it's like, and I know somebody over in Cool Springs still doesn't have a trash can. She has a trash can because her mother gave her one.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So it's like.
And that's what's confusing too, under that scenario where we paid less.
Mm-hmm.
So that people could provide their own trash cans, and they could have, some people have the greatest trash can mm-hmm. you could imagine, and some, you know, maybe not so much.
And recyclable.
But in either scenario, if it gets crushed and smashed and taken away, then right. the homeowner has to go get another can.
Yeah. And
that's like, the policy. That's that, the, that's what we agreed to.
Yeah, and it was like, that's you know, a horrible policy.
We get that in the office, and it's like, let's not do that anymore.
Well, I'm going to have a trash can, but I don't like to have one. Yeah. And okay. So, I don't know. I guess it was.
Any further discussion on it?
I would confirm the containers. I know what it says.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
With the containers.
Yes.
If it is with the containers, mm-hmm. I motion to approve the contract for GFL to continue with our trash pickup.
At $18,046.08.
Based on the residents that we have right now.
I'll second it.
There's a second.
We got a motion by Commissioner Capano, second by Commissioner Elmer, all in favor of awarding the trash contract to DFL. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Brian, I think we have one last thing on the agenda.
So we got four things. Jeez.
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay.
But these should be fast.
Go ahead.
The first resolution, we got three resolutions here and then just an update at the end. First resolution is just the fact that the county has upped its charge for sewer service, $13.65 per 1,000 gallons consumed of water. And then the non-metered flat rate of $204.75 per quarter per equivalent living unit. So obviously we bill for most residents in town, the water and sewer. So we wanted to, you know, do a formal resolution about this, let everyone know. This would be effective. I mean, the county is already collecting it. And they bill us after we collect it from our residents. So this is just us catching up.
So the sewer rate currently is?
It's $13.65 per 1,000 gallons of water consumed.
That's what we're going to resolve it for.
What is it today? Now?
What is it now? Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. Off the top of my head.
People know how much it's going on.
It's less.
I know what mine is. I get a separate bill.
All right.
I know what I paid, but of course I get a separate bill.
Hey, Mary, are you on there? Can you shed some light on that? I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, what the are you sewer able to hear rate me? Is?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It is, I think it's like $9.85 or something like that.
$9.85 per 1,000 gallons.
That's a huge.
I believe so. It's $92.85 per quarter for minimum.
Oh no! Per 1,000 gallons.
Per 1,000 gallons.
How much is it? Well, per 1,000 gallons.
Sorry, I'm bad at the math. I think it's like $9.85.
$9.85.
I know it goes up. I know the total bill will go up about $20. So for minimum, which is 9,000 gallons.
Just $4 every 1,000 gallons. All right.
When so 92.85 for 9,000 gallons would go up to like 1.35,
I think. I think it already went up.
It did.
And that's something, and something that we as a town have to go to that webpage when we're doing our budget, and right. we have to, yeah, but. When did this go up?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, this didn't just go up that much. It had to have gone up a while ago. So 2 years.
The website
is already been doing it. Yeah, so is that. So
much. Sorry, Mary, what happened in 2015?
Well, the website says 2015. It doesn't actually say when those new rates went.
Oh.
right. Can we have seven? Somebody want to make a motion?
Yes.
Now, I want to clarify one thing is that we should probably do this for the third quarter, not the second quarter, because to give people time to adjust their budget.
Yeah. It needs to go into the bill that's going out this time, too.
As notice?
Yeah, it says, as a notice, but not.
Yeah.
Raising, yeah.
This needs to go out.
It says the resolution will take effect July 1, 2022. So we want to make it take effect.
Yeah, it'd be October 1, right, Mary? October 1? This should go
so in effect. So it would be effect for July, August, September. So yeah, October 1st when the next, when the third quarter bill goes out.
Yeah.
Can we have a motion with that amendment?
Yeah.
She did.
With it commencing October 1st. Yeah,
but it won't commence until October 1st. That way people on a budget and everything can get ready for this and prepare for it.
Yeah, it Mary, says, when you put out the bills this time, you're gonna put in a notice, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We can put this resolution in there.
I was gonna say I would just put the whole resolution in there. So
all right. Do we have a second?
Oh yeah.
Do we have a second?
We don't have a choice.
Anybody second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion to approve the resolution by Commissioner Wood, a second by Commissioner Field. All in favor say aye.
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 And just so everybody knows, this is nothing that we can.
No, we can't control this.
We can't control this. Right. This is from $985 per thousand to $1,365 per thousand. So it's going to be roughly about $20. So it is a huge jump. So we're going to wait and not do that until October 1st. Yeah. So I just want everybody to know that this is not something that the board is doing. This is something the county has done. We've got to do.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the Circuit Rider resolution.
Yep. This is just the fact that we would love to continue the program with the town of Northeast to... we've applied to the State Department of Housing and Community Development for additional funding to keep our circuit rider. Our contribution, our match for this grant program is $1,500. So that's all this resolution is saying, that we would like to continue that for fiscal year 2023.
And Julie has been a great addition, I think, for the office, and has been very helpful and is finding us grants.
I'll make a motion that we keep the circuit rider program going.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Fields and a second by Commissioner Woods to continue the circuit rider and sign the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Brian?
All right. Last resolution anyway is just our real estate tax rate for fiscal year 23. We've decided to adopt the constant yield tax rate of 0.3313 cents for each $100 of assessed value. And this will result in collecting the same real estate tax revenue as last year.
So what that means is that even though assessed property values have increased, it would mean that if we kept our current rate, our tax revenues, real estate tax revenues, would also increase, but because we're continuing with the constant yield, our rate will actually decrease because in light we're still getting the same amount of money because the property assessments have increased. So if we have a motion and a second.
Oh, look at that. He's hitting me. Did you see that?
Yeah. I guess that means it's your turn.
We have 8 o'clock. Look over the other side. I motioned to keep the tax rate at the constant yield. So basically lower our taxes.
Yeah.
And I'll second it.
Not so go up.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Capano, second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor of keeping the constant tax yield, say aye.
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 Okay. Now last item on the agenda.
Yeah, last item, we actually had a resident reach out to us about a potential internship here in Town Hall.
She's an environmental studies major. And she said, hey, I noticed your sustainable community action plan, you know, on the website that, do you guys have any internship opportunities available? And I said, sure, absolutely. Unpaid for this summer. Yeah. You know, we'll run it past the commissioners, but you know, what tasks interest you in that plan and we'll put you to work. Help her get some experience, but help us implement some of the tasks.
So what's your title?
We could call her a planning intern.
Environmental planning intern.
We could call her that. Yeah.
Is that what she's studying?
That's what she's studying.
She can work on the shoreline erosion and stormwater management issues and help.
She may be able to help with that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking of this fall reaching out to visual arts at the college to get a video of the town.
If we start, you know, just by having an intern, that'll help us internally kind of come up with the logistics of a program. And yeah, then we can.
We had one before he came here. He was a political science major. He came in and he did a bunch of stuff here in town hall.
Kathy, there's lots to do in town hall, right?
Jeff. I'll make a motion that we take on an unpaid internship.
Very good. You got a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Field, second by Commissioner Fano, all in favor of the opportunity for an internship program at Town Hall, say aye.
Aye.
Very good. But so that concludes the agenda. Let's just go around the table. Anything? Commissioner Wood, you want
to? I hate to make this longer than what it's going to be, but I have quite a few. I'm going to start off with just passing this around so you guys can see. I did get this back from Mr. Crouch in town. It's the old lot one, old lot two.
Some turns on?
Yeah, the signs. I do have the stones are going to be put up there this week. And this is going to cost us total cost of $17,038.40. It's $820 a piece, basically.
So
And it's $1,738.40. And I do at the time of ordering.
Okay.
So as soon as I get the check, I'll go and take it to Mr. Crouch and he will order the signs for us.
If it's easier, Lou, we can order with the credit card.
Okay, that would be great. So I'll just give it to you guys and you guys can, if I would make a motion that we order the two signs for the cemetery from Mr. Crouch for the amount of $1,738.40.
I'll second it.
For both? Motion and a second.
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. I will get that taken care of for us. And like I said, the stones will be put in place already. They're already flat surfaces and they'll just be
Is it engraving in them? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, the stones aren't engraved. No, they have these placards that we're putting on. That's what we're purchasing there. The stones were given to us free.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry it took me so long. When we were at MML, my basic thing was I spoke with Mike about the speed study, and that was done because before I left, there was a big to-do about speeders in Cool Springs. There was a gentleman there who basically kids were going to get together and put signs, make signs, little kids signs that said, please slow down, I play here. And I talked it over with the people in here and I said, you know, the only people that are going to complain about this are the violators. And the very next day, lo and behold, we had some complaints come in. Now, who is going to speed through a neighborhood that has these gorgeous little signs out that these kids made that said, please don't speed here. I play here. I certainly wouldn't want to get a ticket there. But anyway, so it came out that since it's posted at 15 miles an hour, we can't do anything about it. Our law enforcement can't do anything. Our town is putting illegal signs up and everything else. So I met with Mike about having the speed study done. I also spoke with Matt from Legit. He told me that we have every legal right to put our signs up there. And also due to the fact that you guys have kind of this really cool thing. Your signs have always been posted at 15 miles per hour. They have never been changed. We never once put any other sign up over there other than 15 miles per hour due to the fact you're a brand new neighborhood. So we did not do anything illegal. It can most definitely be enforced and will be enforced. And I'm sorry that Mike had to leave because there's also other citations that can be written, whether people like to hear about that or not. And it's called speed greater than reasonable to the road conditions. And that can be written anywhere in our town until we get our speed study done. If we have a road that is no wider than approximately 14 or 15 feet wide, well, then that's pretty much gonna bite it right there. When we have children that have just, I mean, let's face it, we have not seen the likes of this amount of children in Charlestown in years. In years. These homes that you all have bought in there and all now have 4, 5, 6 bedrooms in them, and every single one of them is filled with a little child or being filled. And there's baby carriages out, there's little kids on bikes, there's big kids on bikes. We've not seen that around here in a long time. And it is nice to see the youth coming back into this area. It's nice to be able to teach them about history that this area is known for. But we would like to have them alive to do that. And I know I'm loud and I'm sorry, but I get so angry when I hear that, you know, I'll just pass you. I know who you are. You drive that big white truck. I'll just pass you. You pass me. You'll pass me once. You won't pass me again because I carry my citation book with me and you will receive one from me. And oh, and we have this thing called a town charter. And it's in here that we can do everything that we're saying here, and it is legal. I've spoken to Mr. Kalinske. I've spoken to the sheriff's office. I've told him how upset everybody over there is. I've asked and I've begged for help. And now he also has another camera that he's going to try to obtain through Baltimore and get it up here. I'm not going to tell you guys where it's going to be put, but it will be in a pole. And it does take pictures. It does take and give us all the information we need to get to Mike to have the tickets written. So that being said, that's what I did for Cool Springs while I was down there. So I hope that helps ease a little bit of you guys' mind, a little bit.
Yes.
So that being said, we also, while I was there, we did get some good news from MML. But I'll let you finish the one because you kind of brought it up. Our walking trail, as the president of the Cecil Harper chapter, we did get that. That grant was given to us, and I believe it's going to be in the range of $12,000 to $15,000. So that was nice to hear. And just so you guys know, the MML also, we are doing everything in Cecil County pretty much the right way. So that was kind of nice to hear. We're on the good end of it. At least we're not bald. We had a concert down in Avalon this weekend, and it was nice to see the kids came out and all. We could not put the bouncy house up because we had a little bit of an electric issue. So we're going to get that taken care of. And this weekend, July 3rd, we have another large concert set up for everybody from 6 to 9. And then at 9 o'clock, of course, the salute to veterans, the fireworks will be going off. And hopefully that's the only ones that will be going off. I did say hopefully. But so we did work on that. And I did get a hold of the Big Bopper, and he will be performing on August 6th for us. I talked to Katie Fortune, who is our principal at the school, and she would like me to ask the town board. They got their outdoor classroom done, folks, and she sent me pictures on the phone if you'd like to see it. But it looks gorgeous, and they got all their tables and everything else donated. They need 5 umbrellas for their tables, for their picnic tables.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, do you think I could ask the town if maybe you guys could donate a couple or something? So I would like to ask the town if we could take it out of our Parks and Rec or wherever, if we could donate to our school, our kids, 5 picnic table umbrellas. So I'm making that motion.
I'll second it.
We have a motion to procure. Do we have prices on this? What did you say?
They're probably going to be like maybe 40, 50
bucks. Yeah, if that.
If that.
Let's see. Couple 500 of bucks.
It's less than 500 even.
It would be less than 500.
Toward umbrellas for the town of Charlestown.
School.
All in favor, say aye.
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 When is Big Falcon?
August 6th.
You know, Lou, I can ask Katie who to write the check out to, but we could write a $500 check and then just have her go shop. And
okay.
Find what.
Because it might go to the PTA instead of the school or the foundation or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will let her now get it passed. The other thing is we are doing things with the firehouse, and I was out because, you know me, I don't stay home. We were doing a pocketbook bingo, and I got these, and I have a line on about 30 other Vera Bradleys for $300. And I just wanted to show you that this is the type of things that we bought for the firehouse when we're going to do the pocketbook bingo. These are Vera Bradleys. The lady is a hoarder, and I got these from her. And I can get us the rest of them for about $300. So that would be quite a few. And then she will also purchase from us the very first 30 tickets that we sell beforehand. So we've already got that sold. And she is the leader of the HOA at a local, I don't want to say the name of the development. So I also got these and a line on those, but you can let me know what you think about that. So I'm so sorry. Did you? we need to get a hold of Mike McGurk for the lights, please.
Oh, yeah. He's on board.
At Avalon. So everybody is safe. Also, the guys are going to put the barricades down for me, and then I'm going to run white lights all the way down the water front for July 3rd. Yeah, so no little kids go in the drink. Even though, actually, if they just stood up, they don't want to be like waist deep, but it would be muddy and they'd. I think that's it. I think I'm caught up. I'm sorry.
I only have one thing, and I know we've been here a long time tonight. I'm going to take my mask off for this one. Once and for all, and we've talked about it, and I think it was even put in the budget one time. We need a PA system for this town hall.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we need to vote on it right now.
It's sitting at Avalon. Where do you have it?
Why aren't we using it at the meetings then?
Let's make sure we have that set up.
Yeah, we did have one. It used to be used.
I don't understand why we can't use it. We're
sitting up at Avalon.
If we're gonna,
it is down there.
Let's bring it here and just use it for the next meeting, for God's sake.
It would be nice.
I mean, you know, we've got older people that can't hear.
Yes, it's sitting up there.
I thought we bought one, but I didn't know whatever happened to it. So
we
do.
I make a proposal that we use the darn thing. That's it. That's all I have.
Yes.
That was for you, Miss Pauline.
What else you got, Jeff?
That was it. I just wanted to bring that up. I'll shut up now.
As Lou was talking about, there is now at the beginning of an events committee that is now meeting once a month. I am putting stuff up on the Facebook as well as
the town is on things that we're planning. And part of the events committee is that we're also planning out a year in advance and hopefully being repetitive events. So something that's going to be the second Saturday of whatever month. So we want it to be a recurring thing. We want to put up the signs. We want to put, we talked about over in the developments at your mailboxes, put laminated signs there to show that these things are going on over here.
You talked about putting message boards up as well. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm trying to figure out a way to get it over there. We are going to do music in the park. The Halloween parade we decided to do on the last Saturday of October in the afternoon to get it away from the Friday night that everybody's trying to rush home. Mm-hmm. It'll be more in the afternoon. We're talking about having the golf carts to be lit up, not just the kids being right. in the parade. Some people have asked about floats. There was a float mm-hmm. last year that was in it. And the fire department, I've already talked to the fire department about that. And the school is working with having the trunk or treat. We're thinking about starting it here like we always do, taking it down and taking it up to the top part of Avalon. That way the trunk or treat is set up and it'll be a little more room for everybody. Christmas time, the first Friday of December is going to be the tree lighting. And caroling, working with the kids to have the chorus come over here to do singing. We're going to do hot cocoa cookies. We're working with the fire company. I don't want to say why, but in case there's little ones listening. we're movie nights. We're working with the school since they have the license about having movie nights at the athletic field. We're working on what movie that is. At the present time, that's set up for September 30th. One of the new events we're talking about is Pettober and Fall Fest, which is going to be the second Saturday of October. We're talking about having acoustic music, food trucks, a pet parade. I already had talked to Cecil Animal Control about having possible adoptions of animals come up here, our fur babies. These are just some things that we're talking about. We're working possibly with the fire department. One of the things that came up in the survey is to have fundraisers with the fire department. I haven't talked to Jason since I went to MML, but possibly having the gift bet with bingo, either with the purses or basket bingo. The Easter egg hunt, possibly a school carnival, yard sales. People were asking if we could do that twice a year. So now we're going to be putting that up on for that. Possibly a town scavenger hunt in the beginning of the spring. And I've been asked to bring back the fishing tournament. That is not going to happen this year. It takes about a year to plan that. So, okay. It's going to take about a year to do all that. And then of course, first night out, it's going to be moved back from Avalon to be back here at the fire department. And you guys, including Curtis, they have a grill over there and you guys are going to be making hot dogs Ooh. That night. Okay. Just saying.
What's first night out?
National.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's the first Tuesday of August. So I'm giving you plenty of time. Okay, guys are going to be doing it. Okay. I did, Lou and I were, when we were down there, because we were talking to the Christmas lights mm-hmm. and how we can unify both sides of town. I emailed him to get pricing to see what current pricings are. Mm-hmm. He's telling us not to order anything until January because it's 15% less. Mm-hmm. The one for the main part of town is going to be a green wreath with white candles that are lit inside there. And so this is the beach theme for Christmas. And on the development side, because I counted what we have over there, You guys have the black lamppost. They actually have similar with the green wreath that they'll lift the globe up, and then we can put the wreath on there. So the light is actually what's lit up. And then there's a big red bow on there. I have counted 17 light poles that are over on between the developments. There are four of the big high top lights that are going in right when you're going into Trinity. Mm-hmm. One's next to your house. I guess it gets that one. I don't know the pricing yet, but I wanted to get that and hopefully get that by the next time because it's 24 on this side and 17 on that side.
I'm sure it's $50,000 number on this.
It's going to be big. But at least it's 50% off if we wait till January. 15% off. Right. 10
years. Well, the ones that we have lasted
25
years. Yeah. So it's not like, and they are LEDs, so we don't have to retrofit them. But that way it kind of gives the unity. There are no plugs on that side. We're using the globe, the actual light,
and the light. The greenery goes around, and then you use their light as the light in the middle. It looks really
cool.
I think we have high pressure sodium bulbs or the metal halide. They're not LED, though.
Right.
It's these.
What's going on?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool.
Sean. They're going to bring actually the guy. So he's did the lights for and banners for Rising Sun.
Yeah.
He's going, there's three different kinds. And depending on what lamppost we have over there, he's bringing them up here to see what what will fit. And our maintenance guys will be able to work with them to see which one we need and also get the right brackets.
Yeah,
we need if that isn't the one that's going to work, this one fits right underneath the lamppost.
Yeah, that's probably what we would. Yeah, because ours are like a old English. Okay.
We sit right under the lamppost.
The clear top.
This is what I'm talking about for the town that has the lamp, the lights that are on here. To be more of a traditional right. Christmas okay. that are here.
More okay. colonial.
Colonial.
Right.
And I can show, right. like I said, it has three lights that are on here, but it's the same size that it's up here.
Can be on the next agenda when you get those prices together, get pictures and we'll.
Yeah. I tried to get it. So we're trying to know what it is. And then he's telling us not to order them until December. So,
January.
But I want to get the price together so that it's not like, oh my gosh, look at this price. I want to know. I mean, we talked about we're going to do this, we need to do it. So I think that's it.
Curtis? You there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
You got anything?
Nope, I'm just listening in. I'm good.
Lou, you got something else?
Yes.
Lou?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Yes, anypromo.com. Since we don't have much of anything around here that says the town of Charlestown on it, like when we're giving things away and all. Remember the one on the way out that had the real, it was Thurmont, Montgomery County, had the really cool, like, boxes of apples, oranges, and really kind of cutesy farm theme going there. Yeah. This was one of the things they had, and it looks like a paintbrush. And I said, "What did you guys get that made from?" And it was anypromo.com. Since we aren't using anybody anymore, like Mike, we used to use him to get all of our stuff. I thought, well, let's take a look at this guy and see what they have available. Because when we have our meetings and stuff, like our MML meeting that Charlestown's hosting is coming up, we don't have like the tchotchke things to give away. Or even to, you know, we used to have the big water bottles and stuff that said kind of Charlestown on them. And we had some of the things, the little round things that you can use to take off the jar lids and stuff.
Yep.
The coasters, we used to have coasters that we would give away, but I thought that this would be a good guy because it's really cute. And she said they were top-notch things that We won't have it in 2 weeks, though.
And it's like, well, we may.
Oh,
we might know someone who can make them.
We also have somebody who we just hired who does Cricut work and all quite well. So we might be able to talk her into doing some stuff for us. Huh?
Okay.
Yes.
And, what did you have to add, Brian?
Briefly. The big giant door over there. Yeah. We would love to have a screen door here in Town Hall, and we figure we should get a permit for it. There's going to be some costs. You know, it's a giant door. I mean, it's going to have to be like custom made.
Dan will make it.
Dan can make it. You think?
I asked Dan to make it.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure you guys agree.
Huh? It's a colonial door. That's why they were all on top.
All right.
Gigantic door, and we would love to have a screen door there.
Great. Mm-hmm. Typically, fall and spring. Yep.
So we have.
All right. Let's go.
We're all in agreement. We'll look into that. Yeah.
Let's look at the public comment.
Terry, you have anything?
Can I have a whistle?
Yes.
Hot pink whistle.
Hot pink whistle.
Hot pink whistle. Could get a hot pink shirt.
Yeah. We had to draw the line somewhere. Hot pink whistle. Oh, thank you.
I know what you're saying.
All right, Gisela, you have
any trash cans for us? When do we get those? Any idea? Recycling cans?
So the term of this contract starts July 1.
Okay.
Which would be this Friday.
Because I have my own trash can.
Pickup day is normally Monday.
Can. Where we just asked, part of the thing is I asked him to confirm that. That we're getting them.
We better be, but yes, yeah. I will confirm.
We're getting a trash can, not a recycle.
You get both.
Right.
Just confirm.
How about this speed study? Is Trinity Woods included in that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about the whole town.
Where I want him to be is obviously
cool. Because her and I were standing in front of my house one day. And let me tell you, you thought you were at Indy 500.
Okay.
The way they go around that corner, they either land in my yard or the people across the street. Because the way they go around, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's all from Cool Springs.
It's a good thing.
It's awful.
Thank you. Ms. Bott?
She's cold.
Me too.
Anything?
You got
anything?
Sure. Lou, thank you for the cemetery things. I would like to see the town mow the cemetery a little better on Carolina Street.
Yes.
The Boy Scouts cleared 3 to 4 foot around the fence, and they're not mowing it. They're just letting it grow up again. They mow on the front next to the road, and maybe once every 3 months, they'll weed eat inside. If we throw a little bit of grass seed in there, it might grow grass and not weeds.
There's a lot of
but I'd hate this
sticker bushes.
I'd hate to see the boys work you worked really hard on that, and if we get another scout that wants to do that, it's nice to have you have a little clearing to start, you know. Also, I noticed that there are a lot of boats, watercrafts, being launched at Sandy Beach. And I don't think that beach is big enough when you have some children running around playing, and this guy's laying out 5-6 pieces of a sailboat, trying to get his sailboat off the truck, onto the beach, into the water, and put together. While these little kids are running around, you know, I think you ought to put up a sign that says no launching.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you got launching at Town Pier, you got launching at Sandy Beach, you got a boat launch. They just don't want to pay.
That's definitely it.
So, you know, let me see. My water bill. I didn't have gallons on my water bill the last time. I know I used minimum, but I want to know how many gallons I'm using.
So the last water bill, there was an issue with, because the new radio system went in, it wasn't red. So everybody was charged minimum. Mm-hmm. And it was also
an extra, is this the last one that was an extra, yes, an extra couple weeks or something, yes, in there?
So everybody was charged.
Yeah.
3 months. Okay. That's all.
So you should have it this next time.
I really like the postcards better than I like the paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it costs you more, I would think, to do the paper than it does to do the postcard. So I don't know why we went to the post, to the paper and the envelope and the stamp rather than a postcard.
There's other things with it. Newsletters going in it.
Okay, Ms. Bryant.
Well, I've got a couple things. I want to know what they did at Sandy Beach with the pipe situation and the hay.
And
the hay.
Sandy Beach.
So, yeah, the erosion that was happening down there at Sandy Beach, just from runoff coming off of Calvert Street.
Yeah, I know.
We moved some of that sand closer to the river and then added some fill and put in a little bit of a swale so that when that runoff comes down Calvert Street, it'll go over towards the side of the property and not run straight through the middle. And it shouldn't erode.
It wasn't working. That was the problem. You took a pipe that went straight to the river and you actually made it go halfway here, zigzag it in there, like a big S. Yeah. What? And I know it for a fact.
Well, that was last summer.
So how did you fix it for this summer?
This summer, we fixed the erosion just coming off of the street by putting in that swale. That's what the dirt and the hay is for.
So it's eroding where it was originally supposed to be. So you didn't put it back there.
There's so much runoff coming off of Calvert Street. Now, some is going into the pipe
what comes off
that we rerouted last summer, and some just comes over the land.
Okay, you got that big drain there at the end of Calvert.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with it.
Don't open up, and it doesn't go into the ditch.
It looks a lot better right now. Whether or not it holds up, time will tell.
Right. Yeah.
But it certainly is cleaned up a lot.
I don't know. It looks a lot better, in my opinion, and you don't use it.
Well,
so
I'm down there periodically.
Hopefully, the grass seed starts growing any day now, and it'll look better.
Why don't we have the fence that we always had on the properties? You mean
the pylons or the telephone poles?
I mean the 3-foot fence that ran between Speakman's and Sandy Beach was there for 100 years, and all of a sudden it come out and it did not go back.
That fence was in the wrong spot. That fence was not on our property line. We felt like our property was 19 feet closer to the house. That's right. Why the fence came out.
Your fence is closer. The fence line is closer to the property lot, and it was out from it 5 foot.
His house is almost on the property line.
No, his house is over the property line. And you commissioners, maybe not all of you, but some of you were still on the board, approved to give him a foot from his house. Here's his house, 1 foot for the fence to go here. Because he had 5 extra foot of your land, our land, Charles Town land.
No, I think she's right. I think that fence was approved. It was voted on and approved.
It was,
and it never went up.
Go back in your minutes, it's there.
Yeah, there was talk about putting up a fence.
No, I think it was actually approved.
There wasn't talk, it was approved.
It was approved. Yep.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you're right. I think it was approved too. But since that time, he built his bulkhead and he's planted grasses along
the bulkhead area. Have to do with the property that belongs to the town.
No, it has. And it's still the town park, but it is somewhat delineated with the grasses that have been planted.
No, so, well, it looks like he's coming out and putting This is that will be on town property.
This is one of the reasons why we certainly could. We didn't vote. We did get an estimate to do a survey down there, but we didn't vote on it tonight. But we may in the future.
This was approved by some of you that were still on the board.
But we would still need a survey before that fence were to go up.
So, Brian, can you look into those minutes
you
on that?
Really do drive
find,
the field.
Can you find them?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was approved.
I'm not saying the rest of you. I'm saying you.
I know. I know.
My next thing
I know
is
your opinion,
about Terry.
And it's much appreciated.
I think that Terry is doing a great job and that she needs more cooperation from the town and the people. She's trying, and I'm glad that these four people approved the golf cart for her because she needs it. They also need a walkie-talkie for both of them. If she's one place and the new man's another place and something's going on and somebody says, we need you, they need to be able to confer with each other. There's things that you need to do for her. I would like to see the town give them more money than they get because you could go to McDonald's for $17 an hour and flip hamburgers. We pay the police officers like $60 an hour to be here, and they do not do much of anything. So why can't you cut some of their hours back and provide these with more money because they're doing the job that the people want? That's what I had to say. And I
those are good. Those are all good thoughts, Brian. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Bond. I forgot. Conestoga's speedboat.
Yes.
When you all were in Ocean City, I came down and made a complaint. Nothing's been done.
What is the
I don't know what the man's name is.
Mr.
Ron Kegel.
Well, Ron, he's blocking both ends of the speed bump, so that you can't walk around it or drive around it. If you have a baby buggy, which a baby buggy got stuck the Monday before you went to the Monday you went to the beach. And I was coming down the road and I got out of the car and helped her over. She had a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old in a double stroller and it got stuck on it. And she said, well, I couldn't go around. I said, yeah, he's got those cones up and he's got a board up and he's got bricks and he's got wood and he's blocked the whole thing. He doesn't own that. He only owns his property. From where we have the water meter, that's your property. Unless he has a quick claim deed. And I checked, he doesn't. So he needs to clean it up so that somebody with a cane that might be fine can walk around it, or a baby buggy can go over it without getting stuck. And I agree, it was not a modern baby buggy, but it got stuck and it had two kids in it, and she didn't know what to do. So I think you need to tell him he doesn't own the speed bump.
The park ranger wants to add something
yes.
to this.
During my walks, my laps this weekend, I did notice that there were only two tiny orange cones. Two little
and
orange
a wood,
cones.
And a bowl.
There was nothing there. Just
oh,
a
it's,
cone.
Well, there's a piece of log right there.
He had
the other guy come back and park his boot because he parked it. He stood there and parked it.
I haven't seen that.
You know, so that
maybe he knew it.
He
couldn't get around but the water stuff.
Let's look at it. Okay.
But
right.
I mean, we're going to do these speed bumps, and you don't let anybody have one.
They're temporary fixes. Like for example, a lot of people on Conestoga ask for a speed bump, and I know we put one up on Curtis's side of Caroline Street and so forth. And they can, but it's nice they can be moved around when there are certain issues. And I don't think that's going to be there permanently. It's just there right now, just kind of to slow down some traffic during the summer months. So. But if there's another problem issue comes up, we can pick that up and move it somewhere else. So, but your points made. So, thank you, Sean.
I'll be brief. did you get a quote on if they were gonna
grind the sidewalks in Palm Springs, see where they stick up.
That one, no, it's not arrived yet.
But it's in the, but it's being talked about, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, and then you were going to look into address signs if they're required or whatnot, because Keystone has done a terrible job marking their homes with address numbers.
You can never have them.
It's caused a real problem with their package deliveries.
We put our
EMS is required.
If you drive around town, there's like,
but I'm trying to figure out who
reflective.
Yeah,
it's on the it's all around
EMS.
Yeah, we have the numbers, and all you got to do is just tell us, and they're $5 a piece, I think. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Like the blue reflective ones?
Yeah, not the state that they want, but just the actual sticker on something.
Okay. Another question I'm working on with our HOA attorneys is if we have the ability to enforce the road dedication areas, basketball hoops, parked cars. And now it also includes the parking spots by the playground. Mm-hmm. That's also part of town property, the road dedication area. So I'm hesitant to the violation of someone on town property. So we'll do that. One water management fence, the pond behind my house, the oldest pond, the fence is falling apart. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. I may remove that fence if I can. I was looking through the state's stormwater management guide.
Yeah.
And I think if you have slopes that are no greater than 4-1, you don't need a fence. So I'm hoping I don't have to have a fence there.
Good.
Then I happened to see Amtrak on Route 7 the other day at the bridge tunnel. And so I just said, I stopped and said, hey, you got, who would it take to put a grate in here so we can walk through it? Of course, they said, well, you got to go through the company.
So, I thought about that a long time ago.
Yep.
Anything else, Sean?
No, that's all. Thanks, sir.
Dan, you have anything?
No, just thanks to Lou for the next speeding issue and getting that moving. But I will take speed bumps if they ever come back.
Yeah. We can move this.
Have you been across those speed bumps?
You sure you want this one? Don't wrap it up.
I'm like the second half. I have to drive very far.
Doors don't work up in Trinity once they use it for a jump.
Go ahead.
This one,
Thelma, you have anything for public comment?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was walking through the cemetery and I thought like all around the stones and everything looked really, really good. I don't know what's going on the outside of the cemetery, but I was just noticing that a few days ago. I just wanted to mention that to you.
Was that the one up on Caroline Street, Thelma?
No, the cemetery at St. John's. Whoever's mowing it, I just wanted to comment. It looks really, really nice. And the footage that you're talking about, the Enviro bags or logs, I forget what they're called.
Log Park.
But you were talking about maybe 100 feet. What did you?
So I kind of walked it off and looks like there's about 120 feet of equally eroded shoreline from the sewer main toward the creek and about 30 feet on the other side of the sewer main. So
that drops off like
that drops off like 2 feet. So
we're a total of 150 feet.
I walked it off, so that's obviously not surveyed, but that's ballpark of what's really, I think, needs to be mitigated.
We'll look into that whole stretch there.
Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Yep. Thank you.
Anything else, Thelma?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ursula?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Thank you. And I'm still awake 4 hours later. Here we go. We need a little bit of housekeeping at the rocks along below Footlog. you know, the $300,000 of revetment that was going.
95, 1055. You threw me a 1051.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Sorry. There was some background from someone else.
Okay.
You're good.
So anyway, there's trees and bushes growing up in the rocks, and you really probably need to cut them out or get them out of there, because as they get bigger, they push on the rocks, which kind of defeats the purpose of having the rocks. And you may not think that that's a problem, but in time it can well be a problem. The lights that are still up on Bladen as you're coming into town, are they going to be removed? The sailboats and all the other little things that we have up there?
At the end of summer.
Okay. And thank you very much for the information regarding the new or potential new town hall. That was one of the things that was on my agenda to bring up. Have you ever thought of issuing beach passes?
Yes.
Maybe not to residents, but to non-residents?
Yes.
Beach passes.
What did that go in the trash? Did that go in the trash can?
What?
Did that go in the trash can? Didn't fly?
No, it's just kind of like we, you know, about the enforcement provision. And so I look at it kind of like the park ranger is kind of a stepping stone to dip our toes in the water. And I'm thinking that, you know, depending how things go, that could be an additional assignment. But we really kind of need an enforcement provision or individual. So it's still out there. I think everybody kind of thinks about it, but it's, you know, we need to, we don't think about it. I think about it all the time, particularly
only because and I bring this up about every 5 years in Holloway Beach, we have beach rights and mooring rights over there. Mm-hmm. We're not like the rest of the town. Mm-hmm. So if we have people that come over to visit, mm-hmm. you're going to make them pay for something that we get in our deeds.
If I have guests
that come to my house, this has been brought up with this conversation.
You know how when I go to Ocean City, New Jersey, or someplace like that, right? And you go to someplace on a beach, all the residents go and buy extra beach passes every year.
I'm not buying
but they always have you know, 5 extra in case they have people come over and they give them to them. So yeah, I would do that.
Okay, that's where my whole thing is, and that will come up because mm-hmm. this side of town has that whole, we have in our deeds,
yeah,
it says beach rights and it also has mooring rights.
My deed says
because of the code
for Holloway Beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
In town.
My deed does it.
Okay, well, what,
I
mean, we
got to look at that.
I
want to
see that.
Anyway, but these, yes, Ursula, it's your turn to talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. My question about what you're saying, and I'm not going to digress on this, Renee, but does that apply to the owners of the property? That's may not apply to guests that are coming. I'll leave it at that. But at any rate, the subject that's going to come to face right now with me and with you people, and you don't want to hear it, but I know of a possibility of 2 more Airbnbs coming into town. You guys are missing the boat, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is a source of income for the town to be used for the use of the town, for the safety of the town, for the taking care of the beaches, which is one of the reasons why these people come here. They're walking up and down the street or here on Baltimore Street, and I have no problem with these people running these things. I think it's wonderful that they have a business. And one of the things that they're doing that's lovely is the properties that they have are being extremely well taken care of and look great for the town. But we're missing the boat as to what we could be doing, whether it is a lodging tax or a renter's tax. That is a tax that was charged in Perryville when I had a rental property. I believe Elkton had it in place. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Northeast. I don't know whether Perryville still has it. I believe they probably do. It was a flat fee that you paid, that it was a renter's tax. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what these people are doing. They're renting. So what they pay out in fees is what they're paying to a company that is advertising their property. They're paying a fee for that. They're getting help on that. But the town is missing the boat.
And I agree. I'm a proponent for the lodging tax too, but you know, we haven't quite gotten to that as of yet, but it's going to be coming. But what else do you have right now?
Okay, you're putting me aside on that, but that's fine. Just keep it on the books. Don't let it ride away, because
I understand.
We're missing the boat, and I would like to see the town garner some income and some benefit from that. Other than that, the town hall, I think it's great what you're doing, moving forward on that. Other than that, that's about it. I'm done. It's been a long night. Thank you.
How about your husband?
Do you have anything to say, Prosper?
No, maybe a little organization as to allow the town administrator to handle some of the, what I call, simple chores or duties that would relieve the town commissioners of spending a lot of time on things that I don't think they should be involved in. That's my humble opinion.
You've always been a proponent of that, Prosper, and you're right, I think.
Well, quite frankly, you know, the rear end can only take so much. After that, the mind's gone.
He's talking about the sitting for 4 hours, and yeah. You all know that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey Prosper. Prosper, you still there?
Yes.
Hello.
Is 6:30 being moved into?
Yeah, we have a tenant July 1.
We 6:30 Water Street is rented, and the tenant's moving in this weekend.
Wonderful.
Just wanted to bring you up to date on that.
Yes, I do.
I thought he said wonderful.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Go.
Hey, Robin, I guess you're last up. You have anything for us?
All right. Yes, two things, please. I wanted to ask if Recreation and Parks had it in the budget to give Sandy Beach a stationary grill, the same as we have at Veterans in Avalon. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, when we have a community yard sale, would it be possible to have use of the fireman's field up here on Calvert and Caroline and rent the spaces out $10 a person?
Community garden.
Yard sale.
And that way it would be.
Yeah. Go ahead, Robin. Sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The entire community would be in one spot, and it would be more of a community event, and it would generate revenue, whether we kept it for the town or donated it to the fire department. It's just two things I wanted to bring up.
It's a good idea, Robin, but if you've ever come to my yard sale, my entire house is, I'm not moving that.
So maybe it could be a little bit of both.
Yeah, but we could have it for both things.
Anything else, Rob?
That's it. No, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I saw you were added on there. Do you have anything for comment?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Never mind.
I'll call you soon. Love you. Good night.
I think that's it. If there's nobody else, Brian,
we'll nobody else on the list.
A motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All favors.
Aye.
Talk to you later, Curtis.
Bye, Curtis.
All right, see you guys.
My little granddaughter.
I know, that was a long one.
She's sending me little things. Too long.